This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days, as U.S.-led foreign forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. The Taliban aim to defeat the U.S.-backed government and reimpose strict Islamic law. The speed of their advance has shocked the government and its allies. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces, insisting Tuesday he does not regret his decision, even as the situation in Afghanistan rapidly deteriorates. His defense of the administration's actions come as Taliban militants captured more provincial capitals Monday and Tuesday. Mr. Biden has been saying for months and said again Tuesday, the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He said the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces and now, quote, they've got to fight for themselves. Fight for their nation, end quote. Two people died and three were injured after jumping from the fourth floor of a building in Myanmar's commercial capital to escape a raid by security forces, authorities said Wednesday. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military's February coup, with over 900 killed and more than 7,000 arrested in a bloody crackdown, according to a local monitoring group. Rights groups in the UN say hundreds of anti-coup demonstrators have disappeared and protesters face arbitrary arrest and the threat of torture. This is VOA News. The governor of the U.S. state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, announced his resignation Tuesday over allegations he sexually harassed at least 11 women. The three-term governor said his resignation would take effect 14 days after his announcement. It came as the state legislature mounted a campaign to remove him from office by impeachment. Cuomo continues to deny he intentionally disrespected women and said the allegations were politically motivated attacks against him. Cuomo will be replaced by Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former member of Congress. She will be the first woman to serve as New York governor. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed issued a call Tuesday for all eligible civilians to join the armed forces as fighting rages in multiple regions of Africa's second most populous nation. Comes less than 2 months after he declared a unilateral ceasefire in the war against Tigrayan rebels. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November after Abiy, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner, sent troops into Tigray to topple its regional ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, vowing a swift victory. But 9 months later, the TPLF has made advances into neighboring regions while aid workers struggle to reach cut-off populations. The UN says 400,000 people face famine-like conditions in Tigray. Firefighters in Greece continue to battle wildfires as officials defend their response amid unusually high temperatures and dry conditions. The government has pledged $586 million in aid to help those affected by the fires, including a massive blaze on Avia Island that has been burning for more than a week. More than 900 firefighters have been working to bring the Evia fire under control. In addition to Greece, the European Union has mobilized fire crews to help blazes in Albania, Italy, Turkey, and North Macedonia. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for another major heat wave just 5 weeks after temperatures soared in a record-shattering hot weather that killed more than 100 people in the United States and more in Canada. The National Weather Service in Portland, Oregon, warned that temperatures would start to rise Wednesday and could reach as high as 110 degrees Fahrenheit or 43 Celsius in some places. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the Senate passage Tuesday of a historic $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, celebrating a major bipartisan win on a plan he vowed would transform America by funding work on roads, bridges, and ports, as well as other clean water and high-speed internet. Mr. Biden said the bill would create thousands of high-paying jobs. Diamond.